know it was that serious when it happened? The second half?
I did not. Once the doctor told me, he didn't really give me too much time to dwell on it. Like, we need surgery, let's get surgery.
Next day, right?
Yes. So when he saw me, it was like same day. So it happened. Yeah.
So then you had the surgery just the next day, right?
I went in for MRIs to get it checked out. And then, like, when the doctor read it, he was like, I need to see you come back. So it was happened on a Tuesday, surgery on Wednesday. So within like 24 hours of MRI to surgery room.
Did you do anything different, like put an extra pound on, or?
No, it was a freak accident. I mean, I was lifting heavy, but it wasn't my max. It wasn't like I did more than that before. It wasn't the first lift. It was just something that you're like, what happened? And nobody knows. I wasn't in there after hours trying to do my own thing. It was like just. Don't really know what happened, but I know that I got to go on the recovery stage, more looking for the future rather than the past of what was me.
How do you approach it now? Does it mean something to you to be motivated to be back for the season? Do you set a timetable in your mind?
In my mind, I'm trying to beat their timetable. Like, the doctor gave me, like, the first 4 to 6 weeks is your most critical because that's when you're healing. So right now, like, I was out there in a sling to protect it from another player or something, accidentally bumping into the arm or moving it and stretching it before everything is solid and set in place. So it's only that he, like, first 4 to 6 weeks is the most critical. Once he releases me, you can start moving, and now it's pain tolerance and how much can you handle it. Being here every day, having this organization and having the trainers and the staff helping you out, it's not like, oh, I'm doing rehab 3 days a week. Like, I'm doing rehab every day to get back on track. So it's like that time frame is, okay, week two, let's see how you are. Week three, let's see how you are. More than, oh, I'm going to give you a set date and that's going to be the day.
Well, it kind of has that built-in timetable for you in the season, because if they keep you on pup, you kind of know, all right, well, I have until week 8
I mean, like,
to get back.
They haven't said anything to how they're going to do that, but, I mean, when do they ever tell their hand? So, but it's more of, I have the opportunity to come back, and they're letting me know that early, so it's not... Don't sit around, don't mope around. You got to get back on your horse, and you got to get back on not only as fast as possible, but also healthy and also strong, so you can be a factor in the game and not just, oh, I recovered, but I'm not doing anything. So the fact that they still want me is a good thing, a positive note. It's much easier to look at the positive things than the negatives.
I'm sure you came into the season motivated anyway, because, you know, you drafted Eric, and obviously the last couple of seasons haven't gone as planned record-wise.
True.
how hard is it to sort of pull back from that a little bit?
I mean, we drafted a great guy, and knowing that the best five was going to play, you're like, how can we use him? Knowing what he could do in college, you're like, now I want to see what he can do here. That aggressiveness, that streak and everything, is like, you want to see that. You don't want to get injured to see that, but you want to see him shine. So it's just, like, my mental thing is, it's more about me, not about anyone else. So it didn't matter if we did draft somebody or not. Like, this wasn't an accident that I wanted to happen, but now that it did, I talked to the doctor. He was like, we can have surgery. It's something that could be 100% when you recover. So, like, that's my goal. That's my mentality, to get back out there and to still prove to myself that I could still do this, still prove to the team that, thanking them for still giving me the opportunity of, oh, we're expecting you back, we want you to be back, and not just, I mean, you never know how it's going to go. And just being in this each year, like, you got to be thankful for every year you get to play in this league and just with this organization. So that's more my mindset, that's more my goal, not who's in my spot or what's going on. It's like, get back, let me be able to contribute to the team. Let me get healthy so they can use me and I can show them that I'm building on last season, not destroying it.